My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. Four musical friends of mine crave admission. John Amos and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Once again, we're in London's Euston Road on the stage of the Shaw Theatre, though what GBS would have made of us, I really don't like to think. It was Shaw, you know, who said, when a man is doing something he's ashamed of, he always declares that it's his duty. Well, duty calls. John, first question to you. Start us off by identifying this dance.
Start you off, you say? Gluck?
Gluck, yes.
Orfeo? Dance of the Blessed Spirits?
Yes. From Orpheus, Orfeo, Orpheus and Eurydice, or whoever you like to pronounce her. My excuse, to quote to you a poem sent to me by Dr. Anne Silver of Cambridge from a magazine way back. Let me read it to you. When Orpheus smote his tuneful lyre among the Slocum Regis choir, who, greatly daring, undertook the celebrated work by Gluck, or, as some put it, tried their luck at singing choruses by Gluck. The name of his unhappy spouse diverse opinions did arouse. For while sopranos, strong and screechy, loudly lamented Eurydice, and altos on the lower G bewailed the sad Eurydice, the basses scorned distinction nice and sang the fate of Eurydice. Frank, your question. I don't think you'll need any prompting from John to identify this.
That fine philosophical... an ancient family, the Russells of Spring.
Spring. Do you know the composer? Russell of Spring by...
No.
Ah, quite interesting. Yeah. Velma Turner wrote to me from Wellington, New Zealand. Someone she knows went into a music shop and asked for Sinding by Russell Spring. It's Sinding. Ian, here's a gentle little waltz. What, please, does it introduce?
Produces half an hour of very delightful entertainment.
Doesn't
on the
it?
Telly.
Yeah.
Last of the Summer Wine.
Yes. And that lovely, lovely man, Bill Owen.
Mm.
Dennis, I don't much care for the sound of the horn on my car. What's yours like? Do you like yours?
I can't sound it because the state of my car is such. If I press the horn, the lights dim. So I don't hear it a lot.
No. I suppose if I had a special custom-built car horn, Dennis, it ought to play something like...
Yeah.
Or perhaps... something like that.
But it depends how you drive, actually.
Doesn't it?
I think if I had one, it would be, what can I say, dear, after I've said I'm sorry.
I've noticed that young madheads with sports cars often seem to have horns that play... Question, Dennis, what is it? What does the title mean?
Well, it's La Cucaracha, yes. And it means... I've always been told it means the cockroach,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
So it wasn't somebody, some, well, big musical wise guy said that the two best-known Spanish tunes are La Cucaracha, which means the cockroach, and La Paloma, which means the dove. Therefore, the Spaniards specialise in writing about birds and bugs.
I haven't heard that. Using song words as a guide, John, what should one gather while one may?
Roses.
Rose?
Buds.
Can you help me?
Herrick.
Herrick. Herrick. Yes, thank you. It was Herrick, yes. Frank, again...
Herrick or Little by Little is a gentle poet.
Frank, what's my weakness?
Well, chewing your toenails, it used to be. Music of car horns. Oh, yes. Well, it's rosy cheeks. She's eyes of blue.
Yes. That's my weakness. Yeah, that's my weakness now, is the song. Absolutely. Ian, you and I are more or less of an age, in my case, less. So...
Yes, I perhaps this is a moment for me to assert confidently that the only sort of hold that I have over my colleagues in this particular programme is that I am the oldest. Not by much.
Not by much.
Not by much, but I am. So I can pull a little bit of rank on that one.
So, Ian, if anybody can remember this song, you can. It's not exactly in your style. Where has Ali Baba's camel gone?
Ali Baba's camel?
Ali Baba's camel. Where's he gone?
I don't know. I don't know where he's gone.
Can I give you a quotation of the early part? Ali Baba's camel loved Ali Baba so that everywhere he went to, that camel was sure to go. Ali's now... Dennis, can you help?
Ali's now in heaven.
In heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever Ali Baba's gone...
The camel's gone there too.
Yeah, fair enough. Dennis, in John's song, Herrick recommended gathering rosebuds. But in a Henry Hall favourite, what were we recommended to gather while we may?
Gather. What do we gather? Oh, that's... golly, that goes... Gather lip rouge while you...
Awful song. Yes. Gather lip rouge while you may.
Never caught on, that word, lip rouge.
No. I think it, not surprising. I think it was Len Berman who sang it.
Yeah.
Gather lip rouge while you may.
Len Berman, who used to sing, Leave the Pretty Girls Alone.
Yes. Over to the piano keyboard. John, I'm going to play just a bass note and a chord, one single chord, and you, unbelievably, will be able to tell me the composer, the title, the key... Perhaps even the opus number. You ready?
Bass hair.
And then chord. Here we go.
Ta-dum, dum, ta-dum, bum.
Yes.
It's B flat minor.
Yep.
Scherzo number 3. Composer's name Chopin.
Opus.
What else?
Opus number.
Oh, the opus number.
Oh, God, 31. You've done marvels, of course. Yes. B flat. The B-flat minor scherzo, yes.
31, did you say?
Yes, 31. Frank, what have these two in common? First. And.
Sir, they're both minuets.
Yes, in. The same key.
In every meaning of the word.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. G. Same title.
G.
Minuet. Yes. Minuet in G. Beethoven and Paderewski. Frank. Ian. Your turn. Here's a good swinging waltz tune. I wonder if the composer's fingerprints are on it. I don't think you'll know it, so let me give you a clue.
Do.
It comes from the score of Starlight Express.
Oh, that's by Elgar.
Yeah, that one was, yes.
Yes.
We've had another Starlight Express since
then. Yes, we have indeed.
Yes, it's Elgar. Comes from the Starlight Express music. Well done. Dennis, film music has its clichés, goodness knows, and I've composed, if composed is the word I want, a kind of multi-purpose sentimental film theme. It takes 15 seconds to play, after which I'd like you to give us, if you will, a trail or a synopsis or some reference to the movie that it depicts. Here's my tune.
That's the kind of music. Keep playing. Leads to the kind of dialogue where you only have to open the back door of the cinema and hear one line and you know what the whole plot is about. And that kind of music, the kind of line of dialogue that comes to mind is one that's always stuck in my mind as being very typical. And that is where the girl says, "Tell me, when you were making love to me, at what point did you realize I wasn't my twin sister?" I've always thought that's quite unanswerable with any decency. Yeah.
Yes, well, think of it. It is the year 1184 BC. "The Greeks have gone," sings Cassandra. Berit Lindholm, in which opera, John, please, and which composer?
It's Berlioz.
Yes.
And it's the Trojans.
The Trojans, Les Troyens.
Les
Troyens. Yes. Frank, Dido, as you'll hear, is not happy.
Diddly I, Dido.
Frank, what are her next words in English, or if you prefer, in French?
"But I want to be happy, but I can't be."
I think you may be right. You may be right, but we'll just check.
"Je vais mourir."
Nearly right. Nearly right.
I said it, didn't I?
Yeah. Mm. Yes, John said it, so he gets the mark. Ian, what is this interrupting the royal hunt? It is a storm interrupting the royal hunt.
Early hunt saboteur. Yes.
It drives Dido and Aeneas into a cave, Ian, where they make something. What do they make?
Another prize.
As this is a family show, I'd simply say that they first of all pulled down the cave curtain and then made love. Presumably.
Make love, that's what they make, yes. Dennis, "Goodbye, proud city," sings Dido. Dennis, her city was Carthage, of course. Aeneas' city was Troy. Where would you go to see the site of those cities now?
Oh, Lord.
Carthage.
It used to be called Asia Minor.
Well, it still
You'd
is.
You'd go to your nearest travel agent. And...
Yes. Mesopotamia.
Yeah. Yes. Mesopotamia. Yes. Mesopotamia. All those vanished places which sound even older. Mesopotamia and Constantinople, they sound older than Troy and Carthage, in a strange
way. Where's Carthage?
I don't know.
Behind your knee.
Yeah. One of the most satisfying things that I ever did was a story about the wooden horse of Troy, in which one of the soldiers inside, packed inside, began to feel unwell. So the sergeant said, "Is there a doctor in the horse?"
North Africa.
Yes, North Africa?
Yes, near Tunis. Actually. Oh. The singer, by the way, in case you're wondering, was Josephine Vesey. Lovely singing. Our friends in the tonic sulfur world would say so ti do. A lot of tunes start with those notes. John, I'll give you a count in first to establish the time, and then what is this? Rather slow. One, two, three, four. No, let me harmonise it for you.
Once in...
Yes.
Right.
Royal David City. Yes.
But it could, could also have been the humming chorus from Madame Butterfly.
Well, it could indeed, yes, so you certainly have a mark. Frank,
that's
the same
not the
starting
question.
Notes for you, Frank. Different rhythm, right? Rather perky, this. One, two.
Checkbook, yacht, happy, got sun, morning,
moon is night. Yeah, got the sun in the morning, yes. Ian, yours is in waltz time, right? One, two, three, one. Yes, I feel...
Something that I never do.
Yes,
I feel pretty.
West Side Story, that's right, yes. Rather legato. Dennis, back into four time and across the channel. One, two, three...
Chateau-André. That's the one I was waiting for, Chateau-André.
Chateau-André, yeah. Yes, that's right. And one for the audience, right? One, two, three, four... Anybody know? Yes. Blues in the night. Blues in the night. John, I've been reading about certain operatic works that were rewritten to suit Parisian taste in the 19th century. Rossini's Moïse was an example. Verdi plundered one of his own operas in 1847 to create Jerusalem. Which opera was it based on? Have a guess.
Was it Il Giorno di Regno?
No, it was I Lombardi.
I Lombardi.
Yes. Frank, someone I know has hung up a notice where he works. It's a sign which reads, "My name is not Sam." Can you figure out his profession? What does he do?
He's a double glazing salesman. I mean,
no.
What are you driving at?
Have you had a guess, John? Have you had a guess at what he does?
I think he works somewhere near Carthage.
Why?
Isn't he? Well, Casablanca.
Cartilage,
yes,
footballer.
Right. What does he do, John? What did he hang the sign on?
It's from a well-known film, Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman.
Yes, tell me, what does my friend do for a living?
Well, he's supposed to. He plays a piano.
He's Alan Clare, that's right. He's a cocktail bar restaurant pianist. He's so sick of people saying, "Play it again, Sam," that he's hung up a sign that says, "My name is not Sam."
Was it never said in the film?
No, it was not said in the film.
No, people imagined it was.
And it was never played all the way through in the film,
no. Ian, a lady in Essex wrote me a letter, a great Handel addict. She was being taken home in an ambulance with her baby son, who was, I know, only 6 hours old. On arrival at home, she heard deafening music being played from her house. And rather irritably, she called out to her husband, "Oh, for goodness sake, do turn that music down." Later on, lying in bed, she realised which chorus from Messiah her husband had been playing. Can you guess?
Unto us a child is born.
A son is given. Isn't that a sweet little thing? Yes, that's exactly what he was playing for. She later apologised, don't you say? Dennis, the Grammy Awards. In 1984, a trumpeter won an astonishing double victory by winning the Grammy for the Best Jazz Record of the Year and another for the Best Classical Record of the Year. It's never been done before, and I think it's unlikely to be done again by the same person. Which person? Who was he? And while you're thinking, this was the classical piece that he recorded. You know his name?
You could play the jazz piece as well, because I really have no idea.
His name, Wynton Marsalis.
Really?
An incredible record, really. Yeah. As you'd agree, I think, John, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
No. But you heard that piece, which is...
Oh, yeah, that wasn't bad.
Yes. Who wrote that trumpet concerto?
Malcolm Arnold.
No.
He always wrote for Sunday.
No.
Hummel.
Albinoni or Vivaldi or...
It's Hummel.
Hummel. Yes.
Well, he should have been Malcolm Arnold.
I've said before, and will no doubt say again, that the competitive part of the show is over now. We come to the songs chosen by, though not rehearsed with, Messrs. Amis, Muir, Wallace and Norden. Frank's choice this particular week is an old favourite. Rather nice if you'd hum along with Frank as soon as you recognise it.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me. Burning in your eyes, so true. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
From Faust comes John's offering, with which you're not invited to join.
I don't mind.
Second chorus.
Second chorus, why not? The cavatina from Act 3.
Salut de mer et chance des poules. Salut de mer et chance des poules. Où se devine la présence.
In an earlier edition of my music, Dennis sang a song called Never Let Your Braces Dangle. People wrote in to say that the song they knew had quite a different tune. What to do? Consternation at Norden Towers. Then the solution dawned. Sing the other version.
Never let your braces dangle. Dingle, dingle, dangle. One old sport, he got caught right into the mangle. Over the rollers he went by gum, came out flat as linoleum. Now he's singing in Kingdom Come, never let your braces dangle.
How can one follow that?
Extraordinary way to earn a living. Yes.
It's only the Faust story told in a different way.
Well, remember Ray Noble, what lovely songs he wrote. And this is one of the best, I think, for you.
Love is the sweetest thing. What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's old story? Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is the tale that never will tire. This is the song without end.
Respect to you, Ian. That lovely song always reminds me of Al Bowley. Very, very nice man. Another good singer. As for the four nice men flanking me, what's the verdict this week? Oh, interesting, Mary. It's a tie. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.